Global fish consumption has doubled over the past 30 years, and as wild fish populations have dwindled, that's led to the rapid growth of fish farming, or aquaculture. Some 30% of the seafood we eat is now farmed. Most of that fish comes from Asia. Environmental concerns and regulatory obstacles have stymied aquaculture here in the U.S., but that may be changing. The federal government is financing projects to try to move fish farming farther offshore and create a much larger aquaculture industry. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
About 6 miles off the coast of New Hampshire, near some rocky islands called the Isles of Shoals, a fishing boat with a team of scientists on board backs up to an orange marker. It's floating above a large underwater fish cage.
Want me to back down?
Just a little bit more, maybe another 5-8 foot.
Watch that rope in the water.
Unlike commercial fish farms, which are in shallow water close to shore, this experimental farm is in water that's 180 feet deep. University of New Hampshire professor Richard Langan directs the project.
This is the environment that, you know, fish live in naturally. So I feel like it's really the appropriate environment for us to be farming fish in. And I'm a true believer in the role of aquaculture in producing seafood to feed people.
Aquaculture advocates say there are just so many human beings on the face of the earth eating fish that the oceans can no longer feed us. A study in the journal Nature last year found that 90% of the ocean's large valuable fish, such as tuna, cod, and swordfish, have been killed off. Langan says farming fish is the answer. One objection environmentalists have with traditional nearshore aquaculture is pollution. According to one study, a fish farm with 200,000 salmon releases nutrients and fecal matter roughly equivalent to the raw sewage from 20 to 60,000 people. Langan says doing that offshore makes a lot more sense.
Well, you get a lot more water moving by your installation out here, so we're talking about billions of gallons of water a day that go through our cages.
Langan says the waste from the fish farm gets so diluted that he's so far seen no measurable environmental impact. And he says offshore farms could avoid conflicts with coastal residents, businesses, and people using the shoreline for recreation.
We feel that offshore is really the only option. So our goal here is to try to develop the methods, conduct the research that's needed, both on the engineering side and on the biology side of things, and then to demonstrate that it's possible to culture fish in the open ocean.
The challenge is designing a fish farm that can survive the open ocean. Anyone who read the book or saw the movie The Perfect Storm got a sense of the forces that can be unleashed here in the North Atlantic.
And we've actually recorded waves bigger than 12 meters during what we call nor'easters. That's close to a 40-foot wave. And that's a steep wave. That's a breaking wave. We've had things in the water out here since 1999 through several severe nor'easters.
And the fish farm is held together. The trick has been to sink the giant cages down 30 feet below the surface of the water and to tie them to a series of anchors using high-strength polymer ropes. The only thing exposed above water are several large metal feed buoys. One of those big yellow buoys starts making a loud noise. It's crammed with electronics and tethered to a submerged cage. The cage is holding about 35,000 young and hungry codfish. Richard Langan.
That's a diesel engine that's in our automated feeder. So that runs the pump that pumps the pelletized feed down the hose into the submerged cage feeding the cod.
The cage under the boat here is the biggest one. It's 80 feet wide by 50 feet high. Some of the scientists today are studying the swimming patterns of the fish inside it. Langan and fellow UNH professor Windsor Watson are watching a video monitor that's showing the fish as the buoy pumps food down to them. By learning how to stop the food flow when the fish stop eating, the researchers can cut down on waste.
Can you see it?
I can see the fish.
So they're not, the feeder releases in bursts.
Yeah.
So right now they're not feeding. You kind of see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden you'll see them form a ball, like right over here where the top of the feeding tube is.
There it is right there.
Yeah, you can see them go up to that.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're feeding. It's like this tight ball when they feed. It's insane. Yeah? Can you see that, Al?
Yeah.
See, they're all, it's all
the farm has already grown up a cage full of market-size halibut. By the fall, they'll have market-size haddock, and by next fall, market-size cod. So the experiment seems to be proving that offshore aquaculture can work. Langan is hoping this could revitalize the region's fishing industry. The U.S. Commerce Department hopes so, too. It set a goal of expanding aquaculture fivefold over the next 20 years into a $5 billion industry with 600,000 jobs. But that's alarming some environmentalists.
Farming many marine carnivorous fish is a bit like farming tigers on land. It's not something that necessarily makes a lot of sense.
Becky Goldberg is a senior scientist with the group Environmental Defense. She says the fundamental problem with aquaculture is that to farm most of the more lucrative fish, you need to feed them three times their weight in anchovies or other feed fish.
Cod, haddock, salmon, halibut, you know, they're all predators. And at the moment, the way they're farmed is to go out and catch fish to feed them. So, it's not as if you necessarily take pressure off the oceans by farming carnivores. You actually end up catching more fish to farm-raise fish.
Goldberg says also moving aquaculture farther offshore doesn't solve the potential problem of fish escaping from farms and interbreeding and interfering with native fish populations. And she says while it's more diluted, there will still be pollution.
You know, when those of us in the environmental community think about modern industrial hog and chicken and turkey farming, we think about environmental problems, and that model is just being transferred to the oceans.
But out on the water, motoring back to shore, UNH's Rich Langan says many of these concerns are overblown. He says the aquaculture industry has already reduced the portion of actual fish in fish feed dramatically, and he says he's a bit baffled by the opposition to his efforts to make fish farming a cleaner process by moving it offshore.
I think there probably should be some trust in the fact that we have university scientists involved. This is not just, you know, some commercial company that's out there committing egregious acts. We're really paying attention to what impacts we're having on the environment. I think NOAA is very much concerned about the same thing that we are.
NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it's currently drafting legislation that would create a permitting process for for-profit companies to start open ocean aquaculture farms. NOAA officials say they'll hold a public comment process to hear from environmentalists, scientists, and would-be fish farmers. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.